Welcome to Mocktails and Masterpieces with the Indianapolis Chamber Orchestra. Today's episode is sponsored by Anthony Team Realty. This interview originally aired on March 7th, 2023.
Good evening and welcome to this very special Tuesday night edition of Mocktails and Masterpieces. I'm Dana Stone, the Executive Director, and I'm sitting here today with our music director and principal conductor, of course, you all know, Matthew Kramer.
Good to see you, Dana.
Yeah, same here. So of course, we're very much looking forward to all the things happening at the ICO right now. Next weekend being the opening of Frankenstein, and then the following weekend, March 18th, is our very special celebration orchestration. So for those that were in attendance last year, this was a rebrand for the ICO to kind of look for a way to showcase our orchestra and the wonderful work that we're doing in the community with our patrons and kind of send out some teasers about the upcoming season. So Matthew, do you want to share some of your experience in last year's program and maybe provide some insights as to what people can expect this year?
Of course. First of all, I want to congratulate you, your entire team and the board for what was one of the most impressive events that I attended last year. And I look forward to the plans for this year. For me, the most exciting element of it was the entire ICO was represented at the gala. With performances kind of throughout the entire duration of the live auction, in addition to announcing the new season. So replicating that same formula this season and having the orchestra present, I think is such an important part because they are our artists, you know, on stage every performance, every month. And so to have them as an integral part is phenomenal. But also to introduce the new season in increments so the audience sees kind of the end result of what has been a very long process. 14, 16 months in preparing each season. So I look forward to announcing major components of the new season and then also celebrating the ICO and the great work that this organization does throughout the calendar year.
I want to share with audiences, because we didn't even realize it ourselves, I think COVID and just the way things are counted, it snuck up on us, but the next season, 2023-2024, will be the 40th season of programming of the ICO. It's not the 40th year, but it is the 40th season. And, you know, we didn't really realize that when we were planning, but my goodness, this season really is a celebration culminating in 40 wonderful seasons of music. So we have some kind of sneak peeks that we have to share with audiences, some music as well as some special interviews. Last year we were excited to have Jennifer Higdon join us with a video interview, as well as our guest artist that's coming up in April, Damari McGill on flute. And this year we've got some special surprises too. So make sure that you get your tickets, which you can do so from icomusic.org, and we'll pull up a link here in the video as well that you can click to get involved. We have ways that you can support the orchestra through our silent auction, which can, even if you don't attend, you can bid and put in a max bid amount. So you can find a way to get involved. We have lots of exciting items on that, as well as a really cool live auction item that we're gonna talk about. And that is a way to visit Matthew at Louisiana Philharmonic in New Orleans. We'll be including $800 in airfare, as well as 3 hotel nights, some restaurant gift cards, and tickets to LPO. Matthew, do you want to talk about that item and what the winner will get to participate and attend?
Absolutely. Come down and spend a few days with me in New Orleans. Of course, the food, as you've already referenced, and the history, architecture, but to also attend the famed Orpheum Theater there in the Central Business District with the LPO performs. And it really is a fascinating program. More details to come at the auction here too. So a chance to see me in both of my residences in Indianapolis and New Orleans as well.
So we have lots of fun things and exciting, unique experiences that you can only participate in if you attend, that being a live auction item. So you do have to be in attendance to win. But there are other ways you can support the orchestra. We'll be talking a lot about how the ICO focuses on building community through music. We have two kind of capstone projects next year that really speak to that message directly. And we're going to be launching a special campaign actually on Saturday at the Frankenstein concert, so that you can start to support these incredible projects that are happening here with the Chamber Orchestra.
I think this 40th anniversary year is, honestly, I know I don't say this every year, but this is going to be one of our biggest yet. And to your point, Dana, you know, certainly we're wrapping our head around the fact that there are still projects underway that were intended for 2020 when we had to cancel and shut down, including Frankenstein this weekend. So I felt really like, I know so many of us have, the last few years have been playing catch up on these plans that we had to move around. So this 40th anniversary season, I think, is one where we can really celebrate the moment, take stock of what we've accomplished the last, well, the last 40 years, in fact, but specifically the last 4 years, as we've navigated some very difficult times and come out, I think, a far stronger organization playing at an incredible level. And this venue as well, I have to say, it's one of my favorite where we've ever held an event. It's just so open, and the ability to mingle and to meet friends and family and socialize, in addition to having great spaces to hear the orchestra. The lighting's terrific. The sight lines are excellent. It really is a very special evening for the orchestra.
Definitely. And actually, I didn't talk about the ticket type. So, of course, we have our traditional dinner ticket, which is $200, includes your appetizers, all your drinks, your meal and dessert, the concert, you know, everything, valet. You have a wonderful kind of all-inclusive package there with the $200 ticket. But we also have a cocktail ticket, which is a great way for a young professional to get involved. It's only $100. It includes the appetizers and all your drinks for the evening, as well as cocktail seating and couches and at cocktail tables during the concert. It doesn't include the dinner, but you will have a lot of food between the desserts and the appetizers to really make an evening of it and still get to participate in the full event. And then, of course, after the concert, we do a really fun kind of meet and greet. We have a dessert wall that will be coming out, so you can try a bunch of different desserts and mingle with the ICO musicians, a way to kind of really connect. You know, ICO is really great at that, connecting audience with the musicians themselves. So this is just another way that we can kind of, you know, really capitalize on the wonderful people that we have involved with our organization.
I agree completely. It's that communal nature at our concerts, I think, which makes us so unique among performing arts organizations in the city.
So make sure you get your tickets. The deadline to register is going to be March 10th, and that is Friday. So you have a few more days to reserve your seat, and we look forward to celebrating with you all the wonderful things that we do here at the Indianapolis Chamber Orchestra, and with wonderful food and great music. So we'll hope to see you then, March 18th at Crane Bay.